Yes, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant, and this is Now We're Talking. If you've been tuning into the show this month, you'll know the first show that I did at the beginning of the month on February the 5th, after a brief hiatus, was done alone. Now, that was because Keith Kennedy, my co-host, who's my faithful co-host and is always here, was doing some research into a cultural phenomenon known as the Super Bowl. It seems these cultural phenomenons fall on Sundays right around the time of this show, and we felt it was important for Keith to do more research into another cultural phenomenon which occurs in the same month, February, which is the Oscars. So Keith is looking into the Oscars, finding out what that's all about, so hopefully he can report back next week and explain both of these phenomena. Anyway, you're listening to CITR, as I mentioned, and I'm Jeff, as I also mentioned, and this is Now We're Talking, as I too mentioned. Typically, the show is a talk show. Rarely has it been the case that we play music. Last week, we made an exception to that, and we took the opportunity to acknowledge the truth, which is that I, Jeff Bryant, have a history of being a musician. Last year, for me, I took a break from that, but this year, I'm returning to that, and I'm pleased and relieved, actually, to be doing so. I'm currently going through the process of writing and recording new music, and so last week, we took the opportunity to play some songs that I've written and recorded over the years, and Keith was here for that. We played those songs, we talked a little bit about them, so anticipating that this weekend I would be in the studio alone, I thought, what would I like to do this week? It was kind of fun last week to play some tunes. I think that the show generally moving forward will commit to the principle of largely, if not exclusively, being talk-oriented. But I thought this week, to swallow up some time, and maybe to sort of connect this show to last week's show, I'd take this opportunity to think about songs for me that influenced me, first of all, just to be interested in music, but also to think about, you know, what it might look like to play guitar and to sing and to write songs and play piano. For me, it all began when I was about 14 or 15 years old. And of course, I grew up with the Beatles like everybody else. It was always around in my family. But in 1994, that was the year that the Beatles anthology was released, which was really perfect timing for me because it gave me the chance to kind of connect the dots in terms of the chronology of their music, which of course is so, it's such a massive and varied assembly of awesome music over such a brief amount of time, just to kind of break down the chronology of the music, but also to explain their story. And, you know, it's a funny thing to be a huge fan of the Beatles, and when people ask you what kind of music you're into, to do what I do, which is say, you know, I like the Beatles, and then some other music too, I guess. Because it kind of feels like you're the most unoriginal person ever. It kind of feels like you're a fan of whatever sports dynasty is currently occurring. People look at you with a great deal of suspicion, but it's not my fault that I love the best music that was ever created. Come on. So it's taken me a long time to come to terms with that, but I love the Beatles more than anything in the world, and one of the things I love most about them, of course, is their vocal harmony, and I think, which for me is my one of my favorite things in life, is being able to sing vocal harmony. So I was thinking about, what Beatles song do you play when basically their entire catalog is just filled with classics? So for me, I thought, well, what's one of their songs that I love the most that has that three-part harmony all the way through? And if you're a fan of the Beatles, you know that there's a few that immediately come to mind. Nowhere Man comes to mind, Because comes to mind. But the song I want to start with tonight is This Boy. This is a live performance of This Boy, which was a B-side to I Want to Hold Your Hand in 1964. And this is a live performance of the Beatles singing This Boy on the Ed Sullivan Show. I think this was their second appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show when they were down in Florida.
Regret. you back again.
And that's the Beatles singing This Boy live in 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show. And, you know, it's interesting for me to think about, you know, discussing the Beatles here, because I realize I could easily and would love to actually just have a show on CITR where I just talk about the Beatles. It's, you know, it's interesting for me to sit here and think about that. I feel like the last number of years, I was talking a moment ago just about what a cliche it is to love the Beatles. And when I say I love the Beatles, I'm talking, you know, I've been to Liverpool, I've been to Hamburg, even I remember being in Tokyo, and at the time there was a John Lennon Museum, and that was a given. I've been to New York City multiple times, and every time I'm there, I go to the Dakota. It's, you know, it's basically an obsession. I fall into that category of Beatlemaniac for sure, and it's interesting. I'm 36 years old. I think about being 14 and getting so excited about them. It's interesting for me to have lived some life and that, you know, to think about the difference between me now at 36 versus when I was a 14-year-old boy. But whatever it is I loved about them then, I still feel the exact same way now. And I listen to that song right now, and just hearing John Lennon's performance in that bridge section, it's just, I realize how influential he is on me as a vocalist. You know, he's got so much natural ability, but his performance is so honest and unpretentious, and I thought he was such a beautiful guy and such an interesting reference point as far as being an artist, and obviously a complicated guy, but I love him very much. So as I say, I could talk about the Beatles forever. That would be cool. But we've got other songs to play and other things to discuss. If you're just tuning in, this is Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant. Usually it's a talk show. Today it's me doing a little bit of talking, but just taking this opportunity to play some songs that matter to me, songs that have inspired me and influenced me, and just songs that I enjoy. I took a look through my iTunes and just thought about, you know, it's just sort of a chronological thing going on here, I suppose, but thought about the songs that just really affected me, the songs I felt like I had to listen to over and over and over and over again. And if, I talked about the harmony of the Beatles, and I just played This Boy because it has that beautiful three-part harmony. And of course, their contemporaries in harmony in the 60s were the Beach Boys. And for me, you know, I was aware of the Beach Boys, but I was all about the Beatles. But there was a period of time when I think I got a couple greatest hits CDs or something of the Beach Boys, and I listened to them over and over and over and over and over again. And that's how I initially figured out how to sing in falsetto. And as I think I referenced last week in the show, you know, it's it's very difficult to move beyond sounding like a Muppet when you sing in falsetto. And I think it took me a very long time. And I think all the time I was singing along to those CDs while driving around, I sounded very much like a Muppet, but in time, hopefully slightly less like a Muppet. Once again, with the Beach Boys, there's so many songs you could play, but I thought, why not just play the most beautiful song, I feel, that they recorded, and that's this song, Don't Worry Baby. Does it get any better than this song? I'm just sitting here in the studio by myself listening to these songs, blasting it through the monitors in here, which is rare, actually. Usually I'm listening to music, I realize, through headphones, but I'm taking the opportunity through these nice speakers in a room with sound isolation and just blasting them. And wow, I just want to live inside that song, you know? What a beautiful song. Does it get any better than that? I want to crawl up in a fetal position inside that song and just alternate between fits of laughter and crying. That's what I want to do. I don't know if that makes sense to you, but that's what I was thinking while I was listening to that song. My God. And Brian Wilson, listen to that guy's voice. You know, you think about when people fall in love with somebody because of the sound of their voice. They might not even know the person or their personality. It might not matter whether they're outwardly attractive or not. It's just the sound of the voice, and his voice, especially in that song. It's just you fall in love with that person. You know, I'm talking about loving these men. Well, I guess I do. I love John Lennon. And when I listen to that song, I love Brian Wilson too. So that's two songs in. You're listening to Now We're Talking, and now we're playing some tunes. Now, of course, this is college radio, and I'm aware of the fact that the mandate here is to play some Canadian songs and not just songs that are hits. So obviously it doesn't get much bigger and more legendary and more well played than the Beatles and the Beach Boys. They've been played regularly for well over 50 years. So thankfully, as I reflect on my teen years and think about the music that influenced me, there was some music that was Canadian content that very much influenced me. I was thinking about the first concert I went to in Victoria. I think it was around the same time. I was 14, 15 years old. And it was the Tragically Hip were touring their album Day for Night. And I'm actually going to get to the Tragically Hip after this forthcoming song. But the opener that night was a band called Odds, or The Odds. Kind of like Ramones and all these other bands where technically there's not a the. I'm going to call them the Odds moving forward, but technically, if you're Googling them or if you just want to know, they're called Odds. The Odds were formerly a band called Dawn Patrol, which was a cover band here in Vancouver, I guess probably late 80s, early 90s, that was sort of legendary in Vancouver playing cover music at the Roxy. And I guess they took that opportunity just like the Beatles did in Hamburg, to play a lot of cover music, but also to start writing and recording music. And this is a band that was reasonably popular, got some reasonable radio play in Canada, but nothing really beyond Canada. And it's interesting when you love a band so much, and it's not just a one-hit wonder, but they've got song after song after song. And when I think about The Odds, I can easily think of 10, and maybe even up to 20 songs that in my mind are just great, great songs. Anyway, they were the opener for the Tragically Hip at this concert that I saw in Victoria. And I don't know. I remember really enjoying their music, but there was also a moment when the Tragically Hip were on stage and they had a huge screen, I guess, behind them. And they were checking in with The Odds backstage, and they were all naked in the dressing room. I believe they were using socks to cover their penises, very much in the vein of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Men naked can be funny, but I think, I'm not sure what they said, but it was very obvious that they had kind of a Beatles-y sense of humor. And I really appreciate that. I think about that. I really appreciate it when musicians or whatever, just people in life, but we're talking about music. When I love music, but I find out the people behind it have a sense of humor, that pleases me. And The Odds do. They still play, by the way, without Stephen Drake, who is one of the principal singers and songwriters, but they reunited a few years later. Anyway, there's a bunch of great songs that The Odds are responsible for. And this is one of them. It's called Eat My Brain. My doopy-eyed Madonna, a triple fire alarm. All the other rogues and darling get sent to the farm. So if you're willing, then let me
It's time to make your play. Yeah, I don't need to deceive you, 'cause I feel no pain. Maybe I should let you come on and eat my brain. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that is a good one to be cranking loudly here in the studio. That's Eat My Brain by The Odds, or Odds, technically. God, that's such a great song, and so many of their songs are like that. If you haven't heard them before, you must figure it out. Find it on YouTube. But so melodic, so poppy, so catchy, such amazing guitar work, sweet solos, that sweet guitar outro there, and awesome lyrics, too. You know, even if the lyrics were shit, it's still so good, but if you listen to the lyrics, they're very well placed, and it's really great, really great. So I'm really glad to slip that in there. Again, there's so many Odd songs I could have played, but I chose that one because I remember when that was, you know, when I was a teenager, it was all about Much Music and the Coca-Cola Countdown, and I remember when that one came on, I was always intrigued and always wanted to see it before you had the ability to play it over and over on YouTube. And speaking of playing songs over and over and over, the reason I chose this next one by The Tragically Hip, who I mentioned that night that I saw The Odds were headlining. Tragically Hip are obviously an iconic Canadian band, and they've had been releasing albums for quite some time, but it's when they released Trouble at the Hen House. It was the song Ahead by a Century. I remember I was visiting my brother. I was spending time at his apartment. He was out, so I was just at his place by myself. And I remember that song, discovering that song. And I think it's the first recollection I have of needing to hear a song over and over and over and over and over again. Not because I was specifically analyzing it. I didn't know how to play any instruments at the time. So I wasn't like analyzing what was happening in the song technically or musically. It just made me feel something that I wished to feel for longer than 3 minutes. And for me, I remembered that. And that's such an honest version of liking something, not because other people do or because you feel that you should or whatever. It's music is making you feel something. And you want to keep feeling it over and over and over again. So you probably know this song, but maybe it'll make you feel something right now. It's called Ahead by a Century, Tragically Hip.
Illusions of someday, cast in a golden light. disappointing, you're scared.
Yes, that's Ahead by a Century by The Tragically Hip. And I'm just sitting in the studio smiling, listening to this music that in the past has made me smile and got me excited about music in the first place. And maybe it's just been a while since I've actually stopped and listened to them, or to listen to them in the way that I'm listening to them tonight. Last year, I've mentioned recently, particularly in that first show that I did back after the hiatus on February 5th, about three weeks ago, I talked about last year and what a strange year it was for me, and I'm just remembering now listening to this music what it feels like to be engaged by music. I've also alluded to the fact that last year I took a break from music, and that was maybe for different reasons. But one of the reasons, I guess, is just music for me got to the point where it was my job. So when something's your job, it runs the risk of becoming work and something you have to do, something you need to do, and the pressure for it to achieve or what have you. Anyway, so for me, I'm somebody who plays music, and yet I found that I didn't really listen to music. I'm still trying to figure that out. You know, I kind of got to the point where I thought, okay, well, maybe you're just a person who doesn't listen to music. You know, it's fine. But now I'm realizing, no. You don't have to always be listening to music. But if you're not, you know, if you're not listening to music in the car, you're not listening when you're at home, and you're just not listening generally, what's going on? And when I listen to these songs now and open myself up to them and see how it's making me feel, I realize, man, I've had some serious blocks, folks, blockages. And hopefully this year for me is about removing those blockages. I'm really glad tonight that I have the excuse to play these songs, because it's removing the blocks, man. The blocks are being removed piece by piece. I don't know how many blocks there are, but some of them are being removed tonight. You're listening to Now We're Talking on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Jeff Bryant. We're talking. I'm talking. Maybe you're talking back at me through the radio. I don't know. Usually it's me and Keith talking. Maybe we could do some interviews, get some callers. Tonight we're playing music. So far we've played The Beatles, The Beach Boys, The Odds, and The Tragically Hip. Next I want to play Weezer, because this is all kind of happening around the same time for me, circa 94, 95, 96, but I remember hearing about Weezer because of Buddy Holly. It was a huge single, and the video was awesome. But the more I got in there, the more I realized this album, the Blue Album, known as Weezer, the first of multiple albums called Weezer to be released, but this was the first one, their debut album. It blew my mind that the album was all killer and no filler. There was no sense that there were strong songs and weak songs. They were just all good. And that was an album that I listened to many times. I almost feel like if I had to name my ultimate favorite album, it would be hard to compete with that, because it just felt so good to enter that world. And when I look back at that album now, I realize one of the things I love about it is the combination of the acoustic action, some sweet acoustic picking patterns, and a little bit of harmonica, those sort of acoustic textures, combined with the heavy power chord electric distorted guitar, the sweet, crazy melodic solos that Rivers plays, Rivers Cuomo, and the sweet harmonies and the interesting lyrics. It just kind of like I was saying about The Odds, how those different pieces come together. That's certainly the case with Weezer in this first album. And as I said, because the album is, for me, contains 10 great songs, it was difficult to choose. But I tried not to choose the obvious singles here. And I felt like, you know what? I love this song. And I love the title of this song. It's called The World Has Turned and Left Me Here. That is The World Has Turned and Left Me Here by Weezer from their debut album, Weezer. Did you hear that picking pattern at the end? I love that. It's so good. It's so tasty. Folks, it's Now We're Talking. It's Jeff Bryant, and I'm just sitting here in the studio at CITR blasting these tunes through the monitors, living it up big time. I hope you enjoyed that song. We've got a few more songs to go. We're going to go right up to the top of the hour, at which point Gareth will be here to continue the quality programming at CITR with his program, More Than Human. But here I am, I'm playing some tunes, and it feels good. It feels good because it removes a little bit of the pressure to be interesting on the microphone for 60 minutes. But more to the point, it feels good to be digging into the archives of music that I love. Last week, I dug into the archives of music I've written and recorded, and it felt really good to share that with you. It felt cool. But I thought with Keith doing his field research on the Oscars tonight, and me in here by myself, why don't I connect the dots between last week and this week and think about what are the songs and the artists that have really affected me, the artists that really, we're talking about the Beatles, the Beach Boys, the Odds, the Tragically Hip, and Weezer so far, all bands that not just inspired me to sing, but also to figure out how to play guitar, you know? Like so many of us want to, but it's kind of, think about it like language, you know? I only speak English, learned a little bit of Spanish and French in school, but like a lot of people, I'd love to speak a second language, but I haven't made the commitment to follow through and immerse myself in that language and do it. I have friends that are bilingual or trilingual, and to me, it's like a magic trick. I assume it's the same thing with playing an instrument or playing the guitar. A lot of people would like to play, but it's hard to get over that initial hump, and I guess listening to this music and remembering that period of time for me, I think the reason I was able to get over that hump was because the enthusiasm and the excitement was so potent that it really pushed me to just keep trying to figure out how to make it sound not quite like the record, but at least to make the chords sound okay enough that I could strum through some of the songs. So yeah, listening to these songs, thinking about these artists, thinking about that time in my life helps me to understand why it mattered to me to develop those calluses on the tip of your fingers and just to keep playing, keep playing, keep playing. We're playing songs, folks. Some of them you've heard before. Some of them maybe you haven't. Here's another Canadian artist in addition to the Odds and the Tragically Hip we did before. This is Danny Michel. When I first started collaborating with my friend Zach Stevenson, ultimately we ended up forming a band called The Human Statues, and we did that in Toronto and did that for a few years. When we were first starting and thinking about songwriting, Zach introduced me to Danny Michel, who had been in a band probably in his early, mid-20s, something like that. And I think he started creating his own solo albums in the late 90s, and he's been quite prolific ever since. So lots of great albums, lots of great songs. But at the time I was introduced to him, he just released an album. I think this is in like 2006, an album called Valhalla. And that's another example of an album I just played over and over and over. I remember living in New York City and just playing all of the songs over and over, kind of like I was saying about the Weezer album. To me, it's just all great songs, and all of them have a slightly different character too. So it says something that they could be different types of songs, but all be good. And so I was thinking about that album and thinking about which song I might want to play. And there's a few that initially came to mind, but I ended up choosing this one when I played back the album because there's just something about it that just makes it very tasty. And with Danny Michel, if you haven't been introduced to him before, great songwriter, great lyricist, great guitarist, and I definitely recommend you check out some more of his songs. But this is one of his songs from that 2006 album called Valhalla. It's called The Valley of Doom.
To the Valley of Doom, I was banished for life, when no flowers bloom. Not a sliver of light. I kicked and I squirmed. Yeah, I put up a fight in the Valley of Doom tonight. So dramatic, but it's really quite light. A little spark from the static in my imagination ignites. I call it reincarnation and call it karmic revenge. But you were my salvation in the end. I got so lost on life. Crooked road, say what you want. Coaching horses with a new battle plan, and all those people I love, I can no longer stand. Still, I tried not to call you, but my heart was so small. So I've come back to gamble it all. 'Cause I got so lost on life. Tricky roads. So say what you want. I am what I am. But for you, I will be. Yes, for you, I will be. Just for you, I will be a better man. So take me to Vegas, 'cause my heart's feeling wild. No one could save us. There's not a preacher for miles. Drag me out to the desert under a neon haze. We'll get so lost in life's sticky ways. So say what you want. I am what I am. But for you, I will be. Yes, for you, I will be. Just for you, I will be a better man. Just for you, I will be. Yes, for you, I will be. Just for you, I will be a better man.
And that's The Valley of Doom by Danny Michel from his 2006 album Valhalla. I can see Gareth, who's going to be hosting a show at 7 o'clock coming up, and I know he's wondering, what is this, a format change? I thought your show was called Now We're Talking. This is now 2 weeks in a row where you appear to be doing a little bit of talking and a lot of bit of playing of music. It's Gareth, what's happening here for your own interest is last week I played songs of mine. This week Keith's not here because he's doing field research on this phenomenon called the Oscars. And so I thought, rather than attempt to fill 60 minutes of talking and assume that would be interesting, why not play some songs that have been influential for me? So that's Gareth coming up at 7 o'clock with his show, More Than Human, so stick around for that. I've got a couple more songs I want to squeeze in here, and Sloan is another band that I love. In the 90s, you know, they had a lot of songs that charted reasonably well here in Canada. Sloan is definitely one of those Canadian bands that's quite big here and not big elsewhere. I feel like I'm hard-pressed to think of Canadian bands, awesome bands, like, for example, The Tragically Hip, that are very big here, that end up being big elsewhere. It's a strange thing. We've got, you know, well, of course, Nickelback would be the exception to that, but in terms of individual artists, you've got also, you know, Celine Dion and Alanis Morissette and Bryan Adams, and the list goes on and on and on. But it's rarely the case that Canadian bands start out here, make it happen, and then expand globally. I don't know, it's interesting. So Sloan was a band that in the 90s, a lot of their songs charted. And I was looking up one of my favorite songs here. I was curious what happened for Sloan, because they're still a band, you know, and they've still released albums in the last 10 or 15 years. And for whatever reason, I don't know why, their music sort of stopped charting in the 21st century. And to me, it's crazy because their songs got better and better and better. And this is one of my favorite all-time songs, certainly one of my favorite Sloan songs, and that is an example of a song that's criminally underrated that I love so much. And if you listen to it, it's so well written, so well produced, and just such a great guitar song. It's called The Other Man.
That's
And that is The Other Man by Sloan. Just listening to Chris Murphy's voice there makes me think about my earlier comments about John Lennon and Brian Wilson. Sometimes just the sound of somebody's voice is really appealing. And I think one of the reasons I love Sloan, especially in a song like that, is because they harken back to the era of music I love, which is the 60s. And I guess maybe that's part of the reason why they haven't been more popular, is because they were built for the wrong time. But in terms of a modern band that sort of breathes life into the style of music and craftsmanship of the 60s, that's what they do, and I love them for it. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Jeff Bryant, and this is Now We're Talking. I'm doing some talking this evening, but I'm playing songs that have influenced me, songs that I love, songs that make me feel something. And it's been a pleasure to play these songs for you tonight and to get the chance to listen to them here in beautiful stereo quality sound through the monitors in the studio at CITR. We're coming up close to the top of the hour, and I do want to play one more song for you. Now, some of the songs I played tonight have been obscure, and some of them have not at all been obscure. And, well, you know, we're trying to get Canadian content here on College Radio, of course, and so I'm going to split the difference with this last one. It's a song that is very, very popular by a very well-known artist, but it's Canadian, so there you go. I get to do it. What can I say about this song? It's called Harvest Moon by Neil Young. I'm sure you know this song. It's one of my favorite songs to play, and obviously he's an example of somebody who's written many, 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 many great songs. But for me, this is by far my favorite. There's just something beautiful in its simplicity, and you know, I've talked about how some of these songs I would listen to over and over. I remember the video for this, and I remember thinking about the, in the video, they depict the brushing of the broom as being the brush on the snare. I always thought that was really cool. But it's such a beautiful song, and anytime I play it, people always remember this song and remember how beautiful it is. It's Harvest Moon by Neil Young.
cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again because I'm still in love with you. On this harvest
Yes, it's a classic. It's Harvest Moon by Neil Young, and it's the final song tonight that I want to share with you. You've been listening to Now We're Talking. I'm Jeff Bryant, your host, and typically the show is Keith and I hanging out chatting, and that's what it'll be again next week. Coming up is the Fun Drive in a couple weeks' time here at CITR. So in 2 weeks' time, we'll be doing a show where we appeal to you to chip in and donate to the station to help us do what we do. But thank you so much for tuning in this week. Again, I'm Jeff Bryant. We'll see you next time.